Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu v soboto 25. februarja. Danes smo povabili predsednika slovenskega društva Melbourne, nam pove malo več o dogodkih v klubu in kaj načrtujejo v tem letu, posebno naslednji konec tedna. Ponovno pa pozdravljamo v naši slovenski oddaji Paul Belc. We welcome once again to the Slovenian program, President of Slovenian Association Melbourne, Paul Belc.
Thank you, Tanya, and hello to listeners.
As we haven't spoken for a little while, tell us a little bit more about how things are going currently at Slovenian Association Melbourne.
Very well. We finished off last year with a very successful McClouch, where we had probably about 24 kids on the day. It was a very warm day, so poor McClouch had to hand out presents for over half an hour. That ended the year very well. We've kicked off this year. We've already had a blues night last Friday night, a comedy night last Saturday night with Dave O'Neill playing as the star act. And we've got a function this Saturday. And that leads us into the following Sunday with our free members second generation barbecue.
So tell us a little bit more about you obviously doing a lot of different things. You talk about comedy night, a blues night, and obviously trying to get the Slovenian community involved as well with that second generation afternoon. Is that more of the plan for, I guess, for this year?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is we're really trying to start to use the club again, whether that means putting on things that the younger generation want, older generation, even opening up to the local community a little bit. You know, it's one of those things that we just need the club used. We're even reopening the club again this every second Sunday of the month for lunch, 12 o'clock till, say, 4 or 5, for, like, afternoon tea, and we'll have some jazz music playing while we're there, and people can just come up and start to enjoy the premises again.
And you mentioned the locals and opening things up to the locals. How have they taken to this?
They're loving it. It's amazing how many of them have said, you know, that we lived so close nearby for many years. And we used to see those big gates there with the Slovenian Association Melbourne written on it, but we never knew what was behind the gates. Even though some of our members are slowing down, it's all about really using the club and getting some income into the club so the place, you know, can stay around for a lot more years.
And we mentioned the second generation event that you're having on next Sunday. Tell us a little bit more, I guess, for the listeners and those that are listening currently, if they want to join in.
So last year we had a free members luncheon. It was very well attended and they came up and drinks at bar prices just to say, here's a little thank you, give back. And we always said that we were going to do it again. And I've noticed over the years that there's a lot of younger generation, they'll go out and get together, but they go out and get together somewhere else rather than at the club. So we put it out to everyone, would you be interested in having it at the club? And it's open to everyone, you know, like as in second, third generations, even the first generation, everyone's welcome. Our thing was to get the younger ones back up. And, you know, we've had interest from young ones from Planitza, from Yadran, from Q Church, from our club, because at the end of the day, when we go out and socialise, you know, clubs aren't the boundaries. It's really that we're Slovenian or we come from Slovenian, or it's even people who knock around in our circle of Slovenians and they're not Slovenian. So we just said, we promised always that we would do a couple of these free luncheons each year. So this is the second one we've done. And again, we're just going to a free barbecue lunch. Some live music will be playing in the background. It was just really to get people back, enjoy, touch base with people that they probably haven't seen for a while. And it was just a good excuse to get together. In just out of pure luck, it coincides with a visit from the ambassador, some delegates from Slovenia, that they want to come and have a look at the club. And it just so happens that it's all going to happen on the same day. we've had a good, really good response. So we're looking forward to a really good day.
Yeah, so it sounds like those that are interested of any generation, but particularly focusing, as you said, on the second and third generation, that are listening right now, or their parents or grandparents might be listening, certainly pass the message on, tell them to come along. They can Absolutely. Have a good afternoon and also meet the Slovenian ambassador into Australia, as well as you mentioned, that delegation of Slovenian national parliamentarians that will be here visiting during that day.
Yeah, so we had already planned to have this event, and then they're coming down to Melbourne to go to Kew Church on that morning. And they said, well, if there's something on at the club, we'd love to come and see it. So it's probably good for them to come and see the club or, you know, being used. It'll make it feel a lot better than coming up to a club that, you know, is closed and you just open the doors to show them around.
And as you mentioned, there's been a good response so far. Who do people best contact, you or the club, in terms of making a reservation for that event next weekend?
They can contact the club. We have a Facebook page that has like a booking thing on it. They can get in contact with myself. We have put it out on like a group chat called SDM's Second Generation Get Together. So if there's anyone out there who wants to know, we've said, even the people who have contacted us, we've said, if there's anyone we've forgotten to contact, please feel free to get in contact with them. It doesn't matter what club, where, even if you're not Slovenian, come along. Just even if you pass a Slovenian in the street one day, you're still welcome to come. You know, like it's just really it's a matter of getting together and using it and enjoying each other's company.
Well, we hope there'll be as many people as possible, obviously, for that event next week on Sunday, the 5th of March in the afternoon. And obviously, again, we invite anyone else that's listening to join in and to contact the club. Paul Belc, predsednik Slovenskega društva Melbourne, hvala za vaš čas danes, da ste nas obvestili o teh dogodkih in načrtih, ki imate za letos. In upamo, da se bo čim več ljudi tudi održilo naslednje srečanje vseh generacij v nedeljo 5. marca.
Thank you, Tanya. If anyone wants to contact us, just get in contact through the club or through the media and we'll sort it out.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.